In the last two chapters, Krishna very much explains things in context of the modes of material nature that we heard about in the 14th chapter. And he does so here in the 17th chapter by answering Arjuna's question that why do people believe in different things? Why doesn't everybody just do the same thing? What to speak of the aforementioned demoniac people, or those who just reject scripture, who reject the existence of God, who are gross materialists. What is it that makes the believer and the non-believer? And interestingly, why is it that there's, I'm sure you've come across that question, people say, why are there so many religions in the world? Why is it that people, so Krishna says, because there are people who have different swabhav, different nature. Nature means that since time immemorial, we've been in this world, and our connection with the modes of nature as a consequence of our different activities and the reactions we get have formed us in a certain way, and that nature gives us different qualities, and one of those qualities is our shraddha, or our faith. We have a different quality of faith. Krishna here talking about the three modes of material nature, but you know, and all of you have studied in school that when you have more than one of anything, then you can have a lot of combinations. So if you have three things, you combine those three things, you get nine. And if you combine all those nine different subdivisions, then you get 81 times 81 is 6,000 something, and so on. So it goes on. Similarly, we look at each other and we're all different. Why are we different? Why doesn't everyone look like, I don't know, Gokulananda and Srimati Radharani? So why aren't we all look the same? Because we have a different karma, because we have a different nature, and therefore we get a different body. And some are very strong, and some are not so strong, and some are very smart, and some are artistic, and some are musically inclined. And we also have a different faith. And according to your faith, people become attracted to a different type of spiritual practice. For that reason, there are different religions. Some of those are authorized, and some of those, especially in this day and age, are made up. In the 11th canto, there are five different types of irreligious practices that one should actually stay away from. So Krishna now here talks about the divisions of faith and then the different types of things that happen, different types of food. Different people have different types of tastes, so you eat different types of things. We eat prasadam, we eat transcendental things. And then, of course, Krishna talks about that which is beyond the modes of material nature as well. Essentially, what is beyond the modes of material nature? That which is done for Krishna's pleasure, that which is offered to him. So, chapter 17, the divisions of faith.